Seniors Week actually belongs to all of us, regardless of age. You know, we're all aging. And when we're investing not only into our present selves, into programs that support us as we age, we're actually supporting our entire life course as well. At COTA, we believe everybody should have a good life and a good death. And so in all the things that come in between to actually support that. So if it's integrated healthcare systems, appropriate care when you need it, if it's whatever it is, access to transport, community, social interaction to reduce social isolation. So whatever that those things are. So I think it's really important that it's not, we just invest a little bit here and see how we go. We're all just, you know, investing into our future selves, into our future grandkids, our kids. Yeah. So I think it's really important that we take the time to actually do that. And also when we're creating programs with older people, you know, they need to be at the center. It's all well and fair for somebody like myself or somebody else to say, hey, I've got this great idea. But unless you ask people about it and seek their feedback, you know, it's sometimes not always the best fit. So it's really about putting people at the center of our work as well.
Welcome to this edition of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson. An Australian look at reinventing yourself for retirement and getting yourself retirement ready. It's always fascinating getting to know what people are getting up to in retirement, how they are supplementing their incomes, pensions, where they have chosen to live, how they are filling their time, what charities they are supporting, and what adventures they are having. Anne will also talk to experts in their fields, including investing, health, estate planning, financial advisors, and seniors' health care.
Hi, it's Anne Nelson back for the Retire Well, Retire Happy podcast show. And today my special guest is Lisa Hodgkinson. And Lisa works for COTA Queensland. If you've never heard of that before, it is the Council of the Aging. And Queensland is the state in which I live and which Lisa operates out of. Lisa is the Communications and Seniors Week Coordinator. So Lisa has worked for COTA Queensland since February 2011 and is passionate about creating intergenerational and community connections, because COTA is all about rights and of the people as we age. Lisa has had various roles with COTA Queensland, but most notably, she was coordinator of Queensland Seniors Week with funding from the Queensland Government since 2013, starting from 40 events back then to over 900 events last year, 2019. Seniors Week is a major annual events celebrating the many valuable contributions that older people have made and continue to make in our communities. This year marks 60 years of celebrating Queensland seniors, with the week to be held in August between the 15th and the 23rd. In a different format this year, online, like we've all been lately, and physical activities to allow people to celebrate in the safest possible way. Thanks, Lisa, for joining us. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you so much for having me. It's an absolute pleasure.
Some of my listeners would not have heard of the Council of the Aging. So would you like to give us a bit of a background about the organisation, please?
Absolutely. So Council on the Aging, COTA Queensland, is a statewide organization committed to advancing the rights, needs, interests, and futures of people as we age. With older people at the center, we've been working to influence for positive outcomes for Queenslanders for over 60 years. We've actually been around since 1957. So COTA Queensland provides a connection point for older people, their families, communities, organizations, and all levels of governments to come together to address issues that affect all of us as we age and to co-create social change. We're also a member of a federation. So what that means is there's actually a COTA in every state and territory, and we have a national body, which is COTA Australia, where we lobby and advocate federal issues.
Thanks for explaining that. And so COTA is a fully registered charity. So can you just briefly tell us where you get your funding from?
Absolutely. So CODA Queensland received some funding from the Australian federal government, from the Department of Health, and that's around looking at the Commonwealth Home Support Programs. We also received some state government money from the Department of Communities, Disability Services and Seniors, and that helps fund our Seniors Peak Role, which connects with 50-odd organizations who are funded to provide social isolation reduction programs, as well as funds Queensland Seniors Week. And we also own some shares in CODA Insurance, which specializes in insurance for people who are aged 50 plus.
Thank you. And you're all about promoting Seniors Week. So yes. Can you tell us what used to happen and then probably go on to about how this year is different and what you've got in store and planned for Queenslanders this year?
Absolutely. So in a usual year, and we all know that 2020 is just not a usual year, we would see hundreds of events held in a physical manner, everything from riverboat cruises and dances, concerts and sing-alongs, talent quests, poetry reading, forums, and more. Just as you were saying, Anne, last year we had 900 events in our calendar, and that's over a 9-day period, which is pretty substantial. And that's from up in the Torres Straits along the entire eastern seaboard down to the Granite Belt, Barcolden, Winton. It really is just a statewide celebration. And we feel that this year, more than ever, people really do need something to celebrate. You know, we've all been in this together. We've been working from home. We've been away from our families, our connection points. So we were trying to ensure that we could create a program that was safe for people to still interact, you know, but remaining safe during these uncertain times, or interesting times, I should say. So this year, the format will be some online events, virtual events and activities, such as cooking classes, fitness demonstrations, talks. I'm in communication with the Queensland Ballet to deliver some online live streamed ballet classes. Well, we've got a fantastic launch event that we're still working through, so stay tuned. But we'll also see some of those physical activities where possible and where safe to do so. And some of those might include things like Tai Chi in the park. It could be some music concerts. I'd spoken with a group earlier today that's planning a golf tournament. So, you know, it is a bit different this year. But one of the great things about going virtual or online is that people can now have access to events and activities that they might not have been able to just because of where we're based.
Mm. It's interesting that you mentioned the Queensland Ballet. That's wonderful for the not so old people. And you've got it, what you've been describing is an extensive range of online activities. Can you help me out here? Because my mum lives in a retirement village and she's 91 years old and she does not have the internet. So are you actually going to be working with sort of the operators of these centres so that they can broadcast it in sort of community rooms, I suppose?
Absolutely, and that is the goal. So, and retirement villages and care facilities are each different, but working with those social coordinators who do have access to those big screen televisions, you know, there's a wealth of beautiful concerts that can be played with some morning tea. So you can make that sort of bridge between a virtual and physical event. So you can have them on a smaller scale, which is safe for people to participate in. That is absolutely the goal. We're also working with organizations to try to increase the digital literacy and digital capabilities of Queenslanders as well. So through the Tech Savvy Seniors programs, the Be Connected programs, I'm in discussions with the State Library of Queensland that delivers the Tech Savvy Seniors programs as well as, you know, those informal care supports that are coming from the Care Army volunteers. So, you know, it could be something as informal as if your neighbor, your friend, your mother, if they do want to get online, if they have a question, no big or small or silly, you know, it's about reducing those barriers for them to participate.
Mm. I know the younger generation won't have any trouble when they get to this older age because they would have been brought up with using social media and using the internet. But for the people that are already that age, some of them just have never had any desire to be online.
Absolutely. And I recognize that as well. And I'm really hoping that those village coordinators, those social coordinators can help again bridge those gaps by hosting activities in their regular social programming. Now that restrictions are starting to ease, we are hearing that there's more of those social activities coming back into some of the centers and facilities, which is brilliant because it's really around that face-to-face connection. But I also think as we as individuals that do have some sort of tech savvy nous about us, we don't have to be experts. But it might be, you know, for example, Anne, if I came to your place and if we watched an online concert or if we wanted to participate in an online forum, if I, you know, sitting down with your friend and your loved one and helping them to get online and participate, you know, we don't need to be experts in that, but sharing our knowledge is always great as well.
Yeah, I see.
And I am from a generation of pre-internet. So I did grow up with, you know, Apple I and Apple II computers and, you know, book reports that had to be saved on multiple floppy disks and the like. And so I can understand, you know, that we have come a long way where our technology is much more intuitive than it used to be. But again, there's still barriers. So fully aware of those as well.
Yeah. It sounds like your program is extensive. I know they used to have in my hometown, they always had a big seniors lunch, and it got that big that they had to run it over 2 days because there was just so many people wanting to attend. So I suppose things like that may be off the card this year.
It's really hard to tell with the restrictions. With the current restrictions, I can't really foresee a 200 or 300 seated lunch at the moment. But I guess, you know, it's just interesting times and we'll see how we go. But certainly I know event organizers are working through what can be done physically, what they might do virtually, what they might do in a mix, you know, to try to put on the best celebration for their community members.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see what everyone comes up with. And I believe that you've come up with a new idea as well. I've heard you mention virtual hugs. So can you explain to me more about how to give a virtual hug?
Yeah, absolutely. So I don't know about you, but during this time, I miss hugs the most. I'm a very tactile person. I hug my friends. I hug my close work colleagues. And I hug, you know, for a number of reasons. I hug because it's a joyous occasion and we're celebrating. I hug when sometimes words can't provide the sentiment, you know, when someone has a loss or, you know, when you just need that embrace. So, and I know I'm not alone. So this year, what we're asking people to do is to share the sentiment of a hug. So whilst we might not be able to physically embrace one another at the moment, we can still share a sentiment of thanks, gratitudes, whatever it might be. And you can do that on the Queensland Seniors Week website. And so it's just as simple as if I was sending a hug to you, Anne, so I would put my name in. Lisa would be the sender, you would be my receiver, and I could put a message in. You know, thank you so much for supporting our older community members during this time. Thank you so much for, you know, all the great work that you've been doing with the podcast. You know, it's really invaluable. And then what happens with that is it goes onto a hug wall. And so then people can, you know, share in the sentiments with one another, providing that bit of connection, even though we're not physically connecting at the moment.
Okay, well, you'll have to give me that URL.
Absolutely. So it's www.qldseniorsweek.org.au.
All right, and that's for the hug wall.
Yeah, so that's the Queensland Seniors League website as a whole. So as event registrations start coming through, you'll be able to find events in your area, both physical and virtual. There's more information about Seniors Week on there. We've got a message from Minister O'Rourke, Minister for Seniors, and as well as the hug wall. So there'll be a little tab and it says, give a hug.
Very inventive. So if there's an organisation out there that wants to put something on, is there still time to be involved?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So if there are organizations planning something and you'd like to let people know, we do invite you to register your events on the website. And again, at that qldseniorsweek.org.au. And you can just complete an event registration. So either physical or virtual, happy to support those and to let people know what's on.
Thank you. And does it take you all of the year to plan for this week?
It does. So truth be told, full disclosure, I start planning in about October the year previous. So this year we're meant to be celebrating Queensland Seniors Month. So looking at a full month of activities, but due to the COVID-19 pandemic, we've had to reshape it and going virtual. We've just decided to go back to a week format. But if people are celebrating throughout the entire month of August and have activities, please register your events to let people know. But indeed, it's a lot of planning.
And is it possible to get funding for an event?
Not this year. So the funding for events and activities had closed, but the decision was made to hold over the funding until next year. But generally in February or the beginning of the year, generally around February, a subsidy program opens up and the Queensland government provides $100,000 to help support activities and events throughout Queensland.
Right. Well, that's interesting to know. So you have to be well organized in the future and you have to be sort of know what you want to do by February. Is that right? For the next year?
Just the base amount of details. We recognize that event details will change, but particularly for some larger scale events. So the application process is generally open for 5 to 6 weeks and then a panel meets and discusses them. But the whole premise is to actually get funding into event organizers' hands as quickly as possible to pay for venue spaces, speakers and the like.
Before we finish up then, in your words, it sounds like you're investing in seniors. And can you explain how you see the benefit to the people that are receiving?
Yeah, well, I think Seniors Week actually belongs to all of us, regardless of age. You know, we're all aging. And when we're investing not only into our present selves, into programs that support us as we age, we're actually supporting our entire life course as well. At COTA, we believe everybody should have a good life and a good death. And so in all the things that come in between to actually support that. So if it's integrated healthcare systems, appropriate care when you need it, if it's whatever it is, access to transport, community, social interaction to reduce social isolation. So whatever that those things are. So I think it's really important that it's not we just invest a little bit here and see how we go. We're all just, you know, investing into our future selves, into our future grandkids, our kids. Yeah. So I think it's really important that we take the time to actually do that. And also when we're creating programs with older people, you know, they need to be at the center. It's all well and fair for somebody like myself or somebody else to say, hey, I've got this great idea. But unless you ask people about it and seek their feedback, you know, it's sometimes not always the best fit. So it's really about putting people at the center of our work as well.
Mm-hmm. And can you share what sort age group we're dealing with here? I mean, what's your youngest and what's your oldest recipient?
People in Seniors Week. So it really is, it's so varied. So we've had very young kids and babies participate at some of the community events, or it could be with the kindy centers. So kids as young as 4 up to, you know, people well into their hundreds. And so it's a bit of a tricky thing to try to coordinate as well, because, you know, as individuals, we're not all the same and not all seniors are the same. Of course, you know, we're not a homogenized grouping of folk. It really is the full breadth of it. And it depends on the activity. So some activities or some people's interests might go towards one thing over another. So in some of the art classes, we might see some of our younger, older adults. So that sort of 60-70 bracket, where some of the concerts might see a different age bracket of 80 plus. But it's not a hard and fast. It just depends what people are interested in, really.
Yeah. And are you able to share on, I heard you mention the Queensland Ballet before. Mm. Have you got any other confirmed entertainers you're able to share?
Not confirmed yet. We are working on something very big for the beginning of the week, but it's still in process. So once I've got confirmation of that, and you are my first person I'm calling. Yeah, I'm very excited about it. I'm very excited to be able to share it with everybody. We just need to work out some of the finer details before we start promoting it.
Okay. So you've given the URL for the Seniors Week. If someone wanted to find out and connect with you, Lisa, in your role, is that the only one, or do you have another contact you'd like to share?
So you can call COTA Queensland generally. So throughout Queensland on 07-3316-2999, you'll more than likely get my fabulous colleague, Tamara, and she's well-versed in all things Seniors Week, so I couldn't live without her. Or you can call myself on 3316-2908.
Okay. Well, thanks very much for sharing what's happening this year, because this year, as we all know, all around the world is completely different to a normal year. And it's very good that you're still able to come up with an event program that's going to cater for seniors and still keep them engaged.
Thank you so much. No, it's a different year, but, you know, sometimes you've got to try something new and we'll see how we go. But it's been a real pleasure talking with you today, and it's been a real pleasure.
Thank you very much. So today we have been listening to Lisa Hodgkinson as she shares what is going to be happening for Queensland Seniors Week. And Lisa works for COTA Queensland, which is COTA stands for Council of the Aging. So thanks very much for being on the Retire Well, Retire Happy podcast. Thank you.
Thank you.
You have been listening to the podcast show of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson. For more information on the show's guests and being retirement ready, pop on over to my website, www.annnelson.com.au, on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Until next time, be happy, stay healthy, and help somebody.